Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It's today's Bob Almanac. We've got a late. I just realized somebody passed away that needs an Almanac salute.
Oh.
So we're going to do that here just a moment here. I need to mention the Bob Almanac is brought to you by Authority Fence. When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com, click on their free fence estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now. 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. That's Authority Fence, your Bob Almanac authority when it comes to sponsorship, and of course your fence authority as well. Here is the Bob Almanac salute.
What's your name, boy?
Mayo! Zach Mayo, sir!
You got an injury there, Mayo?
Not exactly, sir.
Be proud of them wings. They're the only ones you're going to leave here with. Mayonnaise.
Louis Gossett Jr., first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar and an Emmy winner in Roots, has passed away. He's at the age of 87. There he is, an officer and a gentleman with mayonnaise.
Fine actor.
Yes. Gossett's cousin told the Associated Press that the actor died in Santa Monica, California. A statement from the family said Gossett died Friday morning. So this is just in to the Bob Almanac. No cause of death has been revealed.
They kept that pretty quiet.
Yes. He was in a very special episode of Little House on the Prairie, the one where they're transporting, gosh, I want to say it was nitroglycerin. It was another situation where Ma and Pa and the Ingalls, they were down on their luck, downtrodden, they lost another crop. The economy of Walnut Grove had fallen into the Plum Creek again, and he had to go out and about. Pa, Charles, had to go out and about and look for work. That was a recurring... That happened at least six or seven times in the show in the first four seasons.
Right, that did.
So he had to go find some work, and obviously this was a high damage pay. Danger. It was a very dangerous job, and Louis Gossett Jr. was in there. And of course,
they were showing him how to make nitroglycerin?
No, how to transport it.
Yes,
okay. Him and Mr. I think it was Mr. Edwards joined him on that trek. And he went forward and helped him out. He was the expert as far as transporting nitroglycerin. And, of course, there was some bigotry and bias that we learned about.
Right.
Something that Michael Landon would like to do during his shows. Love for everybody and then a little bit of a lesson during the show as well. But
very volatile substance.
It was. Nitro. It was very. Yes, indeed. That's why you were in a covered wagon. You needed to make sure there were no bumps, rocks, or holes in the road. That was key. Yeah. You had to go very, very slow. But Louis Gossett Jr., he's dead. Gone but not forgotten now.
All right. We'll add him to the list.
At the age of 87. Today is Friday, March 29th, the 89th day of the year, 1848. How would you like to, in 1848, it's not like you could just get a flight or drive to Niagara Falls on a whim. If you're somewhere else in the country and you plan to go to Niagara Falls in 1848, this is your big thing, maybe it's your honeymoon or whatever, and you get there and the falls isn't running, how disappointing would that be?
That would be very disappointing. It doesn't happen often.
No. So you get there, it'd be like Wally World being closed.
Right.
Sorry, the moose out front should have told you, we're closed.
Right.
It was John Candy at Niagara Falls saying, we're closed, sorry. The falls have stopped flowing. First time ever that had happened because of an ice jam on the Niagara River forced the water over Niagara Falls to stop flowing.
Boy, you think of it and you picture in your mind, if you have seen it, I'm sure most of us have seen it on TV.
I've not been in person.
It's impressive, to say the least, and to think that is not happening, That's a major ice dam,
right?
That's for sure.
When you think about the power of that flowing water and ice was able to stop it. Yeah. That's why Iceman was always, you know, the ice guy. Who was he? Right. Was he DC Comics? He was a friend of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Not the Silver Surfer, was it? No. It's the other guy. I thought they called him just Iceman.
There was an Iceman.
Could have been the Dice Man, too. Andrew Dice Clay. He was pretty cool.
There was Mr. Ice, wasn't there?
It was actually Captain Cold. No.
Captain Cold? Is that what it was?
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze,
yeah.
Yes.
Captain Cold was the archenemy of the Flash. It was Vincent Price. No. Vincent Price was Egghead.
Oh, yeah. Egghead.
So right. that thing
We
stopped.
Really digress. My fault.
That's what we do.
It does happen.
I mean, people applaud that. That's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what Authority Fence signed up for. Niagara Falls stopped flowing for 30 hours. Mm. How about 1962 on this date?
Now from New York, it's the Jack Parr Show with Robert Bell, Buddy Hackett, Alexander King, Jose Mellis and his orchestra, and yours truly, Hugh Dowd. And now, here's Jack.
Yeah, Jack Parr. It was a long, long ovation. Way too long to share here, even on the Bob Almanac. Even too long for the Bob Almanac. But Jack Parr was his last Tonight Show on this date.
And he was stepping down.
Stepping down and giving way, of course, to the man who'd become the king of late night, Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, right.
So
Jack Parr, the second Tonight Show host. And he was somewhat, I don't know, volatile himself. Didn't he walk out one night?
Yes, he walked out because they edited out one of his jokes.
Right.
So he walked off the show, and he was a little more controversial than Johnny Carson was as far as some of his stances and some of his comments and things like that.
Yes.
So Parr had been almost 5 years after Steve Allen stepped down. You know, Hugh Downs was Jack Parr's kind of his Ed McMahon.
Right.
Didn't quite have the same kind of laugh, but that was in 62. We move on to 73.
And tonight, the day we have all worked and prayed for, has finally come. For the first time in 12 years, no American military forces are in Vietnam. All of our American POWs are on their way home. The 17 million people of South Vietnam have the right to choose their own government without outside interference.
That was this date in 73. U.S. troops left Vietnam 9 years after the Tonkin Resolution, and then Saigon fell. Shortly thereafter. I want to say 75. Is that when Saigon fell?
I think so. Yes, 75. Yeah. Sounds right to me.
1978.
I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to have a laugh or sing a song.
Carol Burnett serenading her crowd and her viewers of millions.
And before you know it.
She was having a hard time. Getting emotional because this is the last time. It was the last episode of the Carol Burnett Show on CBS. It had been on, 11 seasons. So funny. And just an ensemble cast. That was just fantastic. Tim Conway, who really wasn't a regular cast member until later. But he was so good, they basically had to beg him to be on. Please.
Right.
You're so good.
It was hard. Yeah, it was almost hard to tell who was having more fun, them or us.
Right,
It was good. It was really good.
And Mama's Family is on CMT, so when I take my afternoon nap and I fall asleep to King of Queens, I wake up and Mama's Family's on.
Oh,
and
that's
any episode that has Carol Burnett on as Eunice, she is so good. I mean, she outshines even Rue McClanahan, Vicki Lawrence, and Betty White combined.
That's hard to do.
So the final Carol Burnett show aired on this date. 1978. 1979, the Committee on Assassinations report from the Senate this was the House of Representatives committee. They both had committees. The Senate and the House both had committees on assassinations reports. But this was the House of Representatives Committee on Assassinations. They stated the assassination of President John F. Kennedy was the result of a conspiracy.
Oh.
Which went against everything we had heard up to that point.
Right.
With the Warren Commission saying it was a single shooter, but you have the guy with the umbrella and the magic bullet, and there's no way that bullet could have done all that it did. So That just kind of opened the door for more conspiracy theories. And then the movie, the Oliver Stone movie and the whole thing. You've been there. You've stood on the X or near the X.
I have.
X marks the spot. Let's move on to 70. Let's move on to 1987.
Look at the stare of the champion against the challenger. The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Look at the size of the giant. I mean, Hogan is 6 foot eight.
Andre is 7 foot five.
WrestleMania 3, what was it, 90 some thousand in the Silver Dome?
Look at the look.
Half of them showed up thinking the Lions are playing.
What's Hogan saying to him, I wonder? What could Hogan possibly be saying to him?
And of course, Jesse on the call with the Gorilla Monsoon.
He's hulking up right now.
Shoved by Andre. And
so this was WrestleMania 3. It was one of the great, not just matches. I mean, it wasn't a great wrestling match, but it was just these two characters battling, these two Goliaths.
Right.
Battling it out. You know, there wasn't a lot of great wrestling holds. Half of it is like Andre putting the putting Hogan in a bear hug, but it was still epic. 11 minutes 43 seconds. Hulk Hogan would pin Andre. He would body slam
Andre
the Giant. And if you're familiar with professional wrestling, a lot of times when somebody body slams another wrestler, the wrestler being body slammed often helps the body slamming wrestler with a little bit of a jump or an arm on the hip or on the leg to try and give him a little balance, a little
hoist
fulcrum
him up a little easier.
Yeah, exactly. But Andre was not in that position. His back was so bad and he was in such pain in this match, he could not help him at all. So that was all Hogan when he scooped him up and dumped him.
That is some strength right
dead
there. I don't
body
care
weight.
Who you are.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
So that took place on this date in 87. 92.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
He did not inhale, and he did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No.
He did not inhale, didn't try it again. Can we believe him?
I think there's, you know, there's some theories that you could doubt him, but,
right.
You know, who are we to judge?
He was the front runner for the Democratic nomination. That was back in 1992, prior to being elected president. 1994, Serbs and Croats signed a ceasefire to end the war in Croatia. Serbs and Croats. You remember their big hit, Summer Breeze, Neil?
Serbs and Croats?
Yeah, Serbs and Croats. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah, I also like Get Closer is also pretty good in Diamond Girl. And then 2005.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Let's remember Johnny Cochran on this date.
Right.
He came up with that during the OJ trial.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And if we didn't have Johnny Cochran, we wouldn't have Jackie Chiles on the Seinfeld show.
Which would have been disappointing.
Who told you to put the bomb on? I didn't tell you to put the bomb on. Who told you to put the maestro? So Johnny Cochran passed away this day, 2005.
He was young.
Only 67 years old.
Mm. Bring out your date! Bring out your date!
Eric Idle's on our list today.
Bring out your date!
Here's one.
Nonsense.
I'm not dead yet.
What? Nothing. Here's your nonsense.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not.
If you can talk, he's not dead. Eric
but
Idle.
But he's close.
Yeah, Eric Idle is 81 today. He might be my favorite Monty Python comedy troupe member. I mean, John Cleese and so many
John
other ones.
John Cleese
are very
is right
good,
there.
But
yeah.
Eric Idle.
Eric Idle just had a way about him. He
81.
Was hilarious.
81 today.
Goodbye, Papa. It's hard to die.
80 for Terry Jacks.
When all the birds are singing in the sky.
A big radio hit for sure. I love this.
Any soft rock 70s compilation needs to have this song. Because it's Seasons in the Sun. It's the Almanac, and we're right here on Bob FM.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and
kind of a sad song. They're talking about dying and everything. That's Terry Jacks, 80 today. Your guy, Walt Frazier.
Yeah, before Dr. J was my guy, Clyde was my guy, Walt Frazier. And, you know, he's a big fan of Grecian formula.
Right. No, just for men.
Just for men. Yeah, gets men. Gets the gray out.
Him and Keith Hernandez.
Yes.
Walt Frazier. He was with the Knicks primarily, Neil?
Yes. Yeah, he won a couple titles with the Knicks as their leader of their backcourt.
Sure.
And he knew how to dress.
He was Clyde.
He had finest threads known to mankind.
Did he also play electric bass? There's a little bass in this song. Bobby Kimball, lead singer of Toto. He's 77 today.
That takes me back to high school times.
That song was 83. How many times did you flunk 12th grade, Neil?
It was a good 7-year plan.
I should say probably not 83. I think it's probably 81, I think, is when that came out on Toto 4.
Yeah.
Roseanne.
No,
was it about Rosanna Arquette? I thought it was about Rosanna Dana.
Right.
Myself. I think Tom Arnold was in the band too, so it might have been about Roseanne Barr. Bobby Kimball, happy birthday.
Hello again, everyone. We think tonight we've got about as good a matchup as you could have in the National Football League at this stage of the season. Kimball. 6 points. He's over 1,000 yards now.
Earl Campbell, right there. So Earl Campbell. Nobody could stop him. Nobody could tackle him. He's 69. He had thighs like tree trunks.
He certainly did. He was a powerful runner with, you know, enough speed to be very dangerous.
He was born on this date in 55, so he's 69. You were mentioning Bobby Kimball. You wanted me to confirm his age, 77.
Got it.
It is.
TV theme time.
Of all the Bradford daughters, she was the one, even though she wasn't a brunette, and I know I've said in the 70s when I was in my formative years there, elementary years, I was all about brunettes, but she was the prettiest, I thought, of the Bradford daughters. She played Nancy. She was the blonde. Diane Kay. 69 today. 8 is enough. One of the Bradford girls. And, of course, Grant Goody. Don't sleep on him. He's one of those great stars that actually sang their own theme on their show.
We applaud that.
Exactly. So happy birthday there.
Picard to Counselor Troy.
What? Yes, Captain.
The pleasure of your company is requested, Counselor. We are, we're having a little impromptu reception for the arriving delegates.
Captain, I'm not really dressed for a reception.
Oh, come, sir. Just throw on any old thing. We're about to get our first look at the wormhole.
Of course, Captain. I'm on my way. God forbid I should miss my first look at the wormhole.
Wow, I hope she turned her communicator off, and I think that sound indicated that she did, because you don't talk back to Captain Picard.
I wouldn't think that would be good for job security.
She's the very fetching counselor on the Enterprise D-E and whatever came after it, Deanna Troi, Marina Sirtis. Oh boy, a lot of people are 69 today, Neil.
Jane says, "Don't we say G-O?"
Neil, what's your favorite Jane's Addiction song?
Treat me like rain. Is this one of them?
Yeah. It's called Jane
this
Says.
One.
This one, okay. Perry Farrell, lead singer of Jane's Addiction, 65 today. He also sang for Porno for Pyros.
Oh, yeah.
I think that meant that the house in the room was on fire every time the delivery man showed up. Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, so Perry Farrell, 65.
Now, this I know better.
Well, it's Blues Traveler, Neil. Very popular. Big John. Johnny Popper. 57.
That's a great
today.
Song, man.
Yeah, he's 57. Sure. I think he's lost some weight.
I'm not an Amazon.
If it looks like a Hydra and moves like a Hydra, it's a Hydra.
Did you kill her?
Lucy Lawless, Xena, Warrior Princess.
Right.
She is not an Amazon. Lucy Lawless, 56.
When the world is standing still, I can turn it
Brady
around.
Seals.
Put your head up in the clouds and pick your feet off the ground.
my love.
Wrote and sang this song for Little Texas. Him and Tim Rushlow kind of shared the lead singing duties. Before Brady left, right, Neil?
Right. Yep. They both, him and Tim Rushlow, would leave, sadly.
Yeah. Little Brady Seals, of course, also related to
yes.
Jim Seals of Serbs and Croats. And our rapper of the day today is Fivio Foreign. Fivio Foreign, whose real name is Maxie Lee Riles III. But he goes by the stage name of Fivio Foreign, 34.
Oh, that's a man? That's a man, baby.
It is. I'm assuming it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. Our gone president of the day, Jim, is our fourth president. He would have been after Jefferson and before John Q, I do believe. We're talking about John Tyler. John Tyler was born on this day, 1790.
Now, you are aware that he still has a grandson. That grandson is still alive. He's 95 years old. Harrison Ruffin Tyler is the grandson of John Tyler. Not great-grandson.
Not great-grandson.
Not great-great-great. Yeah. It's grandson. He's 95.
Boy, when you run the numbers, that's really hard to do.
That's really stretching out the generations, Neil.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, so John Tyler there, 1790. Baseball Hall of Famer, he's got an award named after him, given to the top pitchers in both leagues. We're talking about Cy Young. Cy Young won 511 games, which is a lot. Now, played in a different time, but nonetheless, you gotta give props to Cy Young. Born on this day, 1867. I was a little surprised we didn't have Frank DeFazio audio here from Phil Foster.
I should have. My staff totally overlooked it.
Okay.
That's the first time I've even seen Phil Foster on the list. I didn't even know he was on the list. My staff, what's going on?
Okay. Well, sometimes, very seldom, your staff, but
right.
Frank, he played the part of Frank DeFazio on Laverne and Shirley, and his name was Phil Foster.
Laverne's
dad. He was
born
on this day, 1914. Right, Laverne's dad, 1914. Fine singer. She was on The Tonight Show many times. Pearl Bailey.
That's what people say. Riding high in April, shot down in May. I think I'll change my tune. When I'm back on top, you know that I'll be on it next June. Yes, that's life.
That's one of my favorite Frank Sinatra songs, and she's doing a good job with it.
Oh, gee. Nailed it. That's great. Very talented lady. We salute her on what would have been her 6th birthday. Pearl Bailey, born on this day, 1918. Same year, she shares a birthday with the guy who gave us Walmart. And subsequently Sam's Club. It's Sam Walton, who was also born on this day in 1918. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
So for once, our staffs are even.
Right.
Yours missed one. Mine missed
like
one.
I feel like I should be running.
Vangelis, yeah, in your underwear on a muddy beach.
Right.
I mean, who thought of that? Completely white, bleached outfit, uniform, looks like undies, and they're running through mud. Who chose that outfit?
I don't have answers.
No. So Vangelis came up with this, Chariots Fire, won an Academy Award for the song.
That was big. That was
Vangelis,
big.
He died 2 years ago. Maybe that's why your staff forgot it. But born 1943, Vangelis. Now they're all
gone.
Yes.
But not forgotten.
Let's do Swingin', John Anderson. Or A Little Too Late, Toby Keith. Or Kenny Chesney, I Go Back. And I want a reminder, the Bob FM Bob Almanac has been brought to you by Authority Fence.
We do appreciate that. I think we should do some swinging to get her going this morning.